Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 4 days ago, USA Today released a story titled, Changes May Be Ahead for Social Security, Observers Say. There are several bills in Congress to expand Social Security benefits. The article quotes Nancy Altman, president of the nonprofit Social Security Works, as saying, quote, if the U.S. wants to allocate more money to Social Security, there's no question it can afford to do so, unquote. That statement is a flat-out lie, according to the federal government's September 30, 2016 financial statements. On page 61 of this statement, it shows that the present value of Social Security and Medicare on funded liabilities for the next 75 years total $46.7 trillion. Even this amount is a sleight-of-hand understatement. Earlier this year, using federal government data, I calculated that the correct net present value of unfunded Social Security and Medicare benefits as of September 30, 2016, to be between $67 and $87 trillion. Even Monday's USA Today article reveals that the so-called Social Security Trust Fund, a file cabinet holding IOUs from the federal government for funds that have already been spent, will be exhausted by the year 2034. So, how does Altman think that the federal government can expand Social Security benefits? Over the past 35 years, Social Security benefits have been cut 4 times by the federal government. Social Security benefits are no longer fully exempt from federal income taxes, and the formulas for computing benefits have been changed to reduce payouts. Look for more Social Security benefit cuts in coming years. Any so-called expansion of some Social Security payouts will simply accelerate reductions in other benefits. If Altman and others really believe that expansion of Social Security benefits are affordable, they should explicitly identify how this could be possible. Remember, the federal government itself does not on its own create any assets. To pay out any benefits means that the resources to make those payments ultimately are taken from today's or tomorrow's taxpayers through higher taxes, borrowing, or inflation of the money supply. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.